Simcoe North's provincial and federal political representatives, MP Adam Chambers and MPP Jill Dunlop, hosted the annual Seniors' Day event at the Best Western Plus Mariposa Inn and Conference Center today. More than 100 seniors attended the event to speak with local politicians, community groups, and vendors who shared resources, safety tips, and information about recreational activities for area residents aged 65 and older. While Dunlop sent her regrets from Queen's Park today, Chambers was seen walking around chatting with local seniors at the event. "We want this event to bring people together in the community," he said. "We want them to learn about the services that are available to seniors." Chambers hopes being surrounded by community-based organizations and charities at Friday's event may inspire seniors to become more involved in the community through volunteerism. "Seniors are important to our community," he said. "Seniors help build our communities and are an integral part of keeping our communities thriving." This year, vendors were spread into two different conference rooms because of the growth and popularity of the event. "This is a great opportunity for vendors to ensure that people know what's available in the community," Chambers said. "Seniors want to know what's available." Chambers says he enjoyed talking with seniors about some of their ideas and concerns during Friday's event. "This gives an opportunity to canvass, speak to people, and have them voice their concerns," he said. "I think that's a benefit for sure." Fern Kerr, 93, says she enjoyed attending the event very much. "I was very impressed with a conversation I had with a gentleman from the OPP Fraud Squad," she said. "Fraud is a very big issue for seniors because we are targeted. We come from a generation that trusted everyone." Kerr says having the OPP at the event to help educate seniors is important. She says learning from vendors about different volunteer opportunities was equally important. "Young people don't have time to get involved in too many things," she said. "It's important for seniors to get involved where they can." Kerr also had the opportunity to chat with Chambers during the event, which she said was the highlight of her day. "It was a lovely chat," she said. "I think he is honest and sincere." Vim Demunik, 78, says today's annual Seniors Day event was the best yet. "It's really expanded," he said. "I like that there is so much information available to us about anything you'd want and everything is geared for seniors. With technological barriers, Demunik says it's sometimes hard for seniors to access the information they need online. I like that the OPP was here to talk about scams," he said. "I also liked that there was information here about what to do if you fall down." Chambers says he's looking forward to making the annual Seniors Day event a regular occurrence, as it was before the pandemic. "With the success of the event this year and last year, we are looking to make it a permanent event for the community," he said.